political intrigue, scandal, rock and roll, and religious evangelism. All these titillating topics have taken over the stages of Toronto this week in the form of new plays that just opened. Our Lynn Slotkin is here to tell us where you can go to find them and whether actually you should go and find them or not. Lynn, hello.
How are you?
We're talking about a couple of different plays here. They both sound rather intriguing. Mm-hmm. Tell us about The Fall, if you would.
The Fall. It was written by Greg Nelson. It's about the day after the funeral of a revered Canadian Supreme Court justice. Years before, when he was a lawyer, he worked on the Charter of Rights, and he was responsible for writing part of it. He was also privy to information that would have compromised the Minister of Justice at the time. It would have toppled the government and scupper all the hard work that he and his colleagues had done. The lawyer suppressed the information and stopped an investigation in newspaper from happening. Now, years later, a mysterious woman presents the grown son of the late Supreme Court judge with a file of all of the information his father suppressed. The play concerns the two time periods. In the present, we've got the woman named Kate trying to convince the son named David of the validity of the file and her own honesty. And then we have scenes from before when the lawyer is confronted with the file of damaging information by the reporter who wants to do a story on this.
Very interesting. Yeah. That is the story of that play. How about Fire?
Fire. Fire is a roof-raising musical by Paul Ledoux and David Young. It was first done 20 years ago. It's now sort of the 20th anniversary production of it. And it's about two brothers raised by their minister father. Cale is a hell-raising singer who becomes a hard-playing rock and roller. His brother Herschel becomes a Bible-waving minister and later a televangelist. And it also involves the woman who loved them both. Her name is Molly, and it's the Molly of Good Golly, Miss Molly.
Very good.
And it's loosely based on rocker Jerry Lee Lewis and his cousin, televangelist Jimmy Swaggart. So we see how one crashed to the ground with heavy drinking, heavy living, and rock and roll, and the other rose in prominence to the point of being impassioned about putting politics and religion together.
Connect the stories of these plays for audiences in 2008. What makes them resonant?
Both of them are frightening in their own way. With The Fall, we're familiar with secrets being suppressed, government secrets, so it doesn't cause political embarrassment to the party in power. Mm. We've read stories about reporters being hounded and threatened. You know, I appreciate Greg Nelson's dexterousness with this complicated story and his scrappy arguments. I had problems, though. Kate spends so much time lying about facts and eventually admitting she lied about them that it's hard trusting her with information. And I found the ending of this play a bit flat. There's such an urgency in discussing what to do with the file that the ending just seemed to stop and not properly conclude. Mm. Fire, on the other hand, is frightening because we're familiar with religious intolerance and politicians who say, just a hypothetical case, we're going to go to war because God told me it was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Interesting, I found that, you know, there are a lot of holes in Fire. I saw it 20 years ago. I've seen it today. I'm looking at it from a different point of view. There are a lot of holes in the story. For instance, in one scene, Cale would be riding high with success with Molly on his arm, and in the next scene, he would be on the skids and estranged with everybody. But no explanation. But you know, at the center is this gut squeeze you feel because of that blind religious zeal that makes up for the lapse.
So if the stories then are flawed, as you say, what about the productions?
The productions, I think, are really fine. I think they're very interesting.
Tell us about The Fall.
The Fall. My concerns with the text aside, director Jennifer Tarver has directed a tight, taut production. The time changes are clearly established. There's no confusion. The audience is on either side of Kelly Wolfe's set of a long table. I guess you're looking at two sides of the same story.
Yes.
David and Kate circle each other and challenge each other. While Kate lies as much as she does about the truth, she's played with such intense conviction by Sarah Dodd, you just believe what she says and why she lies. As David, Ashley Wright is wary, combative, and quite moving.
And Fire?
Fire. James McDonald has directed a rousing production. The music is a combination of rock and roll and gospel. Fantastic combination. And as Cale, we've got Ted Dykstra. He's reprising his role from 20 years ago. He's both haunted and boyish. And as a rock and roller, he's a gifted wild man. As Herschel, we've got Rick Roberts. He's angelic and then consumed with blind, unforgiving religious fervor. And as Molly, Nicole Underhay is coy, mature, and open-hearted, and she also sings like a dream. And that's why both productions are terrific. You should see both of them.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.
Lynn Slotkin is our theater critic. She also publishes a theater newsletter. It's called The Slotkin Letter. The Fall is at the Tarragon Extra Space through the 27th of April. Fire at the Bluma Appel Theater through the 27th of April. And both theaters are indeed wheelchair accessible.